on this podcast, I want to focus on the power of experience and vulnerability, of coming into your own story, stories that shape us, those that ruin us and bring about change. My hope is that we find a compass in the questions that drive us. Welcome. This is my where to now. When I was young, I was extremely shy. I had a lot of friends, but at the same time, I was isolated. I kept to myself. I just remember having these questions, these thoughts that were burnt inside of my mind, and I had no place to put them. You know, because at 10, 13, nobody's having the conversations that are going on in your mind sometimes. And I just felt like I was too young. I felt like I was too young to be thinking about the things that I would think about. For a long time, I just felt like nobody understood me. I felt misunderstood. And I think for me, I started to lash out in anger. I got into a lot of school fights. But thank God, some of the people that I fought became some of my greatest friends. Same with your thoughts. I fought my mind for so long until you surrendered to it. The isolation that I understand now is just being able to decipher your thoughts, decipher your feelings, being able to get a hold of them, slowing things down because the world is so fast. It spins so fast. There's so much chaos. There's no room to think. But we have a mind. And I've learned to slow mine down. And I just remember being so young, not knowing how to do that and how disturbing it was to constantly just run on thoughts and run on thoughts and just run. It was exhausting as a kid, you know? I remember having this reoccurring dream that as a child, it was so disturbing. Every night when I would go to sleep, I would have a dream of this one-eyed monster. When you're 5, 6, 7, 8, and these are the images that you go to sleep to at night, every night, scariest thing ever. But then eventually as you start to grow into your own thoughts, into your own mind, into your own being, you start to get a hold of these things and monsters disappear. And then eventually you get older. You know, and it's such a beautiful process because I think at some point we all decide that enough is enough. At some point we have to confront the very things that we run from. For me, it was pushing people away because I didn't think that, not necessarily that I wasn't worthy or they weren't worthy. It's just that I didn't have the language. I didn't know how to give. And it's so important for me to recognize that I wasn't inadequate then. Now for me to reflect on and say, I just didn't have the language. But that's been the biggest misconception. That's been the biggest lie for me, is that there's so much space. I have an abundance. You have an abundance to be able to hold things. And I'm also learning that the whole idea of capacity, things that we can hold, capacity expands. There's so much more room inside of you to be able to create things, to be able to stop the thoughts that are constant, you know, to be able to slow the world down. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful, painful process, but it's so worth it. It's so worth it. I wouldn't be able to do this. And even as a man, I'm learning the power and being able to speak up, being able to speak my feelings, being able to be in tune with my feelings. It's so powerful to learn about emotional intelligence. It's so powerful to try and equip yourself with emotional intelligence. It's beautiful to be able to express yourself so you don't die on the inside. And I feel like my mission is to awaken that thing inside of people, that thing inside of you that is quiet, that questions their worth. It's really interesting because this leads to this idea of mystery. As I get older, I still go back to the things that I enjoyed as a child, spending time with myself, being able to be in my mind. To me, it's beautiful that I can escape in a mind that creates chaos, but also I can live and make peace there at the same time. But the outside perception, at least from what I've been able to observe, most of the time when somebody's attracted to mystery, they want to dissect it. They want to, you know, try to pinpoint what it is, like, rather than enjoy what it is. I wouldn't necessarily call myself mysterious. I would say that I make myself available to things and people that value my time, that value my love, that value my space, that value me as a person. Not necessarily the things that I do, but me as a person, somebody who shows up. It's crazy because, you know, being so public with your emotions causes people to create narratives. It causes people to think that there's some kind of magic to what you do. And I guess that's the mystery that drives the whole thing. But at the same time, it's just life. That's the magic. It's just being able to slow things down, being present in your mind, being able to speak your heart and not run from it. I think that's the mystery. That in itself has an energy. Mystery is an energy because it's not mysterious at all. It's energy. If you understand energy, then it's not mysterious at all. Energy is one of those things that is in everyone. The more you sit with yourself, the more you sit with your thoughts, the more you get to really understand how you move, how you operate, the things that you value, the people that you invite in your life, when you understand what that is, your energy goes up. You elevate. And it doesn't make you any better than somebody who's still trying to figure things out. It doesn't make you any more special. I just want people to know that there's more to you. I want people to know that the search that we all have, the illusion that we think mystery isn't so much an illusion at all. All it is energy, and we're all energy. I just believe that everybody was created to somehow bring a portion of themselves to this world and change it for the better. But we don't spend enough time doing that. Because for most people like me, when I was young, my mind was too loud and I was scared. It's a beautiful process when you start to peel the layers of yourself. Because what I'm learning is that everything comes in seasons. Emotions come in seasons. When you start to find the rhythm and the pattern of life, you can move with the flow. And when you surrender to the flow, there's so much to experience, so much more beauty. I hope that this week we find some time to dig in ourselves and find something deeper inside of ourselves that we can confront. Thank you for listening if you made it this far. And I hope that this conversation was full for you. Peace.